This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Self Care Club, where this week we are celebrating our 500th episode. And in honor of reaching this milestone, we're releasing a classic episode from the archives every single day this week. And today's episode is...
It's the episode that was all about how to give compliments in an authentic way that has impact. And even more importantly, we talk about how to receive a compliment with grace, because it's harder than it sounds.
It is.
Isn't it? Lauren does brilliantly with her son, Josh, but not so well with me, may I add?
So badly that even when I send you a compliment by text...
I didn't even know.
You didn't even realise that it was a compliment.
But you're not very complimentary.
Do you know what? I listened to this show again the other day and I realised I haven't improved at all. Not at all. Not in any aspect whatsoever. But I do still have the dress that is mentioned frequently throughout this episode.
I still want to see this dress.
You've seen it, I'm telling you.
Have I seen
it? Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to see it again. So if you want to hear about what dress we're talking about, please tune in to enjoy this show. And if you want more from us, do not forget to follow us on all of our social channels. All the links are below in the show notes. And please subscribe and follow the podcast.
Enjoy the episode.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
Lauren, I love what you're wearing today. That colour really suits you.
Thanks, Nicole.
I also love that necklace. Is it new?
Yes, thanks for noticing. Nicole, what is going on here? Are you after something?
No, I'm doing this week's practice, a week of compliments. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
Mark Twain said, "I can live for 2 months on a good compliment." A kind, genuine, thoughtful compliment is like a form of magic. It has the power to turn someone's day around in an instant and make them feel proud, happy, and appreciated. Receiving a compliment makes everyone feel better. Who doesn't like being told something nice about them?
I love it.
But if you think giving compliments is a one-way street, or that it's only helpful for the person on the receiving end, then you would be wrong, because sharing compliments benefits everyone. And like gratitude and kindness, which we already did
yes,
a long time ago on the podcast, it's a practice that has the potential to spread like a wave to anyone the giver and the receiver meet.
So what are the benefits of compliments? Well, they build confidence and trust. When you show that you see a value in someone, it helps them recognize that value within themselves. It kind of like validates them. Compliments spark creativity. Let's say you compliment a coworker on a project well done or for an idea that they came up with. Your willingness to offer praise encourages them to share more and carry on doing a great job. Compliments are like rewards. Who doesn't like getting an unexpected prize? A professor from the National Institute for Physiological Sciences claims that receiving a compliment can actually produce the same effect in your brain as receiving money. I think that is so interesting. Yeah. As relationship expert and coach Rachel D'Alto puts it, compliments create positive energy, and like gifts, giving them can benefit the giver as well as the recipient. Compliments really do make a positive impact on the giver too. They increase the love hormone, oxytocin, in your brain, making you feel happier. You'll also feel better because of the positive impact you have on others. You'll increase your confidence because you got out of your comfort zone, and you'll experience growth because you're practicing thinking on your feet. And all of this leads to a more positive mindset, not just about yourself, but about other people too. Research shows that giving gratitude-based compliments in particular correlates with greater levels of optimism, satisfaction, and happiness.
Compliments also benefit the universe by creating a ripple of kindness and encouragement. This spreads to everyone you meet and beyond, and it's known as paying it forward. The kindness and compliments spread far beyond the one person that you complimented. Compliments also increase intelligence by reinforcing learning and positive behaviour. It does this by triggering an "I want to do this again so I can feel this again" response. Some studies also show that compliments impact memory, motivation, and other cognitive functions. Lastly, compliments cost you nothing.
Nothing.
But the value felt by both the giver and the receiver is priceless.
I mean, that is quite a list of benefits.
It really is.
For something that costs nothing, yeah, and it just takes it doesn't take any more time away from you. And it's just such a lovely thing to put out there.
Yes, which is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
And here at Self Care Club, we always like to give you the tools that you need to do the practice. So here is how to build a sincere, thoughtful compliment that will strengthen your relationships, boost happiness and gratitude, and bring a smile to someone's face.
Who wouldn't want that?
And whilst there's nothing wrong with telling someone that you like their shoes, as long as you actually do like their shoes, giving a compliment is really an opportunity to go deeper and strengthen your bond with the person and give you a deeper and more intimate connection. So it's a three-step program.
Okay.
We love a three-step program.
We right? do.
Okay. Number one, link your compliment to something you genuinely feel. So to give a compliment that really resonates, start by identifying an action or a quality that you truly respect and appreciate in the other person. Make the compliment authentic and connected to values that are important to you or that person.
Give us an example.
So let's say you are someone who really respects honesty.
Yes.
In others. And you really feel the person you're giving the compliment to is a truly honest person. You could base it around that. So you would be very authentic. You would just say, "I really appreciate the fact that you are always honest with me. It's a great quality."
Yes.
Something like that.
Lovely.
Number two, think about why you appreciate that quality. Figure out the reason why it resonates so strongly with you. So to put the first two steps together, for example, think about if you're going to compliment a friend about her planning skills, let's say leading up to your hen night. Consider why you appreciate the related actions. Did she make the night fun and stress-free for everyone? Then connect the first two steps to deliver the compliment, being very specific. So in the case of the hen night, what could you say? What might you say to your friend?
You could say, "Oh my God, you're so good at picking great places. And it was so fun because you just made sure that everything worked seamlessly. And I can't tell you how much I appreciated having a great night out."
Yeah. And I really...
How did I do?
Good. But I would maybe add, "I really appreciate you taking control of doing the booking," because that's very specific. And that's what kind of made the night great. The fact that she's good at organising and she took control of it, and that meant you could really enjoy the evening.
Nice. And not like, "I really appreciate me not having to do anything and you just did it all." You're making it about them.
Yes.
And a quality about them.
Exactly.
Love it.
And number three, be authentic and specific. And here's a little acronym to keep in mind when it comes to compliments. I know you love an acronym.
I love an acronym. Okay. Because you can remember them.
Exactly. Well, this is called the KISS method for giving compliments. KISS stands for keep it sincere and specific. K-I-S-S. Keep it sincere and
love it.
Specific.
Easy.
Because gratuitous praise can cheapen the gesture and it makes you feel a bit empty and a bit disingenuous. So an honest compliment, even if it's very small, carries a lot more weight. So for example, telling your friend that a party she threw was literally the best night ever can be much less meaningful than something along the lines of, for example...
"I love how you introduced me to all of your friends so that we could all get to know each other. Yeah. Hosting comes so naturally to you."
Yes.
How's that?
That's amazing.
Did I do well?
You did amazing.
Thanks.
And you can add like an appreciation at the end. "I really appreciate how you always introduce me to new people." Very specific.
I mean, I think this is brilliant. Mm. Now, I have been practicing it for a week and we're going to get onto that.
Yeah.
But it isn't that easy.
It sounds so easy. But remember when we were starting this week, day one, and we left the studio and we were in the street and we were like, "Okay, come on, let's compliment a stranger."
Yeah, let's just do it. And we didn't.
We balked, right?
We totally bottled it.
We are not shy.
No.
But we both suddenly got really shy.
Yeah. So it's not easy.
It's not that easy, no.
And I think we should, you know, it's important to highlight that right at the top of the show.
Yeah.
So a couple more points. Done right, even seemingly superficial compliments can make someone's day. Never underestimate the power of "your bracelet is beautiful" or "your haircut is great" to brighten someone's day. But we can always dig deeper and find an attribute, personality trait or accomplishment to compliment as well. So try to use adjectives.
Put your teeth in.
Not yet. Not yet, but it's coming. It's coming. You do that line. Try. Can't get it out.
Try to use adjectives.
Thank you. Make a simple compliment resonate even more by connecting it to a more emotional thought. So instead of saying, I love your dress, you could add something like, your bright pink jumper is stunning and seeing you in it really brightens up my morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It's so nice. I'm also thinking it does take a moment, which is also nice.
What, to think about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it now on each other.
Okay.
I love your blue jumper. It really brings out the green in your eyes, Lauren, and it really does brighten your skin. But then that sounds like you've got sallow skin, but you don't. And I didn't mean it like that.
It doesn't.
Okay, good. And I do mean it.
I really like your cute pink t-shirt. It's youthful and fun, and it reflects your personality.
Thanks.
How about that?
That was brilliant. Okay. For those of you that can't see me, most of you can't, I'm wearing a Pink Panther t-shirt.
And it's like cropped and it's kind of sugar pink. It's cute.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. So compliment your favourite traits in your romantic partner.
It's a tough one. I know it sounds so silly, but it is, right?
You got to dig a bit deeper for this one.
You've got to dig deep.
Identifying and celebrating what you adore about your partner can improve your relationship by increasing mindfulness and also contribute to greater conflict resolution and better communication. Who doesn't want that?
Yes.
Who doesn't need that?
We all need that.
If you're searching for the best compliment that shows genuine appreciation, here are some ideas for compliments to use when you want to say something nice. So, you're an incredible friend. I really appreciate everything that you do. Your smile makes me smile. You're such a good listener. Always know the right thing to say. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. I actually have a friend I say this to all the time.
How lucky for her.
I say it to her because I do feel so lucky
to have her
in my life. And she listens to the show. She does. So as I always say, everyone needs a Sarah Samuels in their life. Mm-hmm. You have such a great heart. You always make me feel welcome. You deserve everything you've achieved. That's lovely.
That is nice.
You know just how to make my day. You spark so much joy in my life. You're incredibly thoughtful. I always learn so much when I'm around you. So there's a few ideas.
Nice.
They're lovely.
Yes. So let's just flip this around for a moment because we do like to cover all angles. And if I know one thing about women, it's that they are really shit at receiving compliments.
Terrible.
Awful.
Terrible.
So here is how to receive a compliment comfortably and with grace.
Nice.
Okay. I'm fucking horrendous at receiving compliments. It's very common. Most of us don't know how to do it. And in some cases, you can actually insult the person who is giving it to you. So why does accepting a compliment feels so awkward?
Can I just say that if we're going on everything we've just read, the compliment is, let's call it a gift.
Yes.
A present.
Yes.
Like it's wrapped up with a bow.
Yes.
And I'm giving it to you.
Yes.
And if you then go, ugh, you don't mean that, I look disgusting.
Yes.
Or I feel disgusting.
Yes.
It's like you've chucked the present back in my face.
Which is quite insulting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, because you have to believe that the person that is giving you the compliment wants to and means it, and they'll have sincerity around it.
Well, we think that the problem about people being able to receive compliments might lie in the fact that from the time we're children, we're taught to be humble, not cocky and arrogant. So maybe that's where it comes from, but I have noticed women are much, much worse than men at receiving them.
Oh my God. Well, I've got a lovely example.
Okay.
For this week.
I did it in the playground this week. It was hot. And
did what?
Dismissed a compliment. I was picking up Josh.
On compliment week?
Yes.
How very dare you?
At the beginning, I was in the playground. I was picking up. And this mum said to me, oh, don't you look lovely and summery? And I said, no, I don't. I look like I've been dragged through a hedge backwards. And this dress is from Gap. And I bought it about 10 years ago in the sale.
Therefore, I'm not allowed to look nice.
So I totally dismissed it, chucked it back in her face, and also gave totally unnecessary information that she didn't ask for.
No, people do that though.
I know.
How often if someone says, oh, I love your top.
This?
Oh my God, this is from
Primark. Top Shop 8 years ago.
Have you noticed that if someone compliments, if I give a compliment to someone, I go, oh, I love your dress.
Yeah.
And they don't say anything.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, thank you. And they're a little bit sheepish. I think that's obviously expensive. Because women are very, very quick to tell you when something's really cheap and
old. You're so right. They're never going to go, yes, you're right.
It's Chanel.
It's Chanel and it was £3,800 and I didn't do it in the sale. Yeah, you're right.
Because I do the same. Not that I've ever bought a piece of Chanel, but if something's more than, you know, high street stuff,
yeah,
I would just go, oh, thanks. Because you're not going to then kind of, because that sounds braggy, doesn't it?
Or you could just say, thanks so much. I also love it, or I love wearing it.
Yeah.
You could.
But you wouldn't. But what I'm saying is people offer up the price tag if it's cheap.
Always. Yeah. Always.
What is that?
I don't know. It's but like, I'm utterly, I hold my hands up, utterly guilty of that exact thing.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
So here are some do's and don'ts that will help you gracefully accept any compliment. Humbly just say, thank you.
Not hard, is it?
It's not hard.
Thank you.
By accepting the compliment, you are showing gratitude for the other person's kind remarks and don't come off as vain. It's actually kind to just take it, receive it.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Be mindful of your non-verbal behaviour. Watch your body language as you accept the compliment. Avoid crossed arms, downcast eyes, or postures that can send a wrong message or indicate disinterest. Lean slightly forward, look the giver in the eye, and smile as you say thank you. That is a lot of information.
Yeah.
Don't deny or downplay the compliment. One of the worst things you can do is deny a compliment, just the beautiful example that Lauren just gave us. This can come across like a slap in the face to the giver as it negates their opinions and feelings.
Because also, what is she supposed to say to that? When I go, I look like shit and this dress is really cheap in the Gap sale. Like, where does she go from there?
There's nowhere.
Nowhere.
She's it's just like, stood there like a lemon.
Oh. Sorry for saying something nice. And then actually...
What did she say?
Nothing. Literally nothing. In fact, no, that's a lie. She then went on to say, oh my gosh, look at your nails. They're like gorgeous pastel rainbows. I love pastels.
Oh, she gave you another compliment.
Another one.
And what did you say? Ugh, they need doing.
I did. I was like, I had them done weeks ago. They need redoing.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with me?
Well, I hope this week has sorted it out. You'd think it would have done. Also, the other thing is don't milk the compliments, but I don't think many people do this. No. Try not to give responses that attempt to get reassurance like, oh, what makes you think that? Oh, gosh, are you sure? Or, sorry, what did you just say? Like,
oh, how fabulous does my hair look? On a scale of 1 to 10, rate it.
People don't do that.
I don't think they do.
They don't.
No.
So let's talk about, well, you ask me now, come on, how I am at receiving a compliment.
How are you at receiving a compliment, Nicole?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
I'm all
good.
Right with it. I'm really comfortable with it. Lovely. Thank you so much.
So another easy week for Nicole Goodman. I don't people please and I'm fine with compliments. I am the full package. I don't need a self-care podcast.
Shall I leave now?
It's just me.
I am a coach. Like I have done all this work. I coach women on all of this sort of thing. So I do feel like it is partly my job to have this shit in check.
What about giving them?
Well, you tell me.
I think you're quite a giver.
I am a giver.
I am. I'm not, am I?
No. No.
I'm really not. I have been mulling that over. Why am I not? Why am I not like, why am I not like
why
that?
Why are you not? And interestingly,
because
we said this at the beginning of the week, because you said, oh, Ollie told me that I never give him a compliment.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you don't ever give a compliment. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like when I had my hair cut.
Yeah.
And you came in and obviously I had a completely different haircut. It's not like you're not going to say anything. You're like, oh, your hair's lovely. You're not like completely void of giving a compliment.
No.
But it doesn't roll off the tongue. For me, I think it rolls off me quite easily.
I think, one, I cannot bear anyone who's disingenuous. And I think there is a lot of lip service. Oh, I love your shoes. Oh, I love it. And I can't bear it.
So you don't have to do it in a high-pitched voice.
And also, I'm just a bit salty, aren't I?
That's a perfect word.
I mean,
you are a bit salty.
That's like,
but if you give a compliment,
but when I give it, I really mean. But when I give it, I really mean it.
I know you do.
Yeah,
and that's great. I was thinking, right, because she doesn't give a lot of compliments, it's going to be very interesting to see how she compliments me this week.
And I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I made special efforts on my messages to slip some in. You just didn't notice.
Because I did the same.
Did you notice? I noticed. Mine? I did notice when I was like, that's not her normal text style. She slipped in a compliment there. I did.
Read one back because it went completely over my head. And I was looking out for them.
Oh, no. I really did a bad job.
But I never got one face to face. or, you know, on the phone.
Oh, God.
And the texts were very subtle.
Obviously.
So subtle, I didn't notice
Obviously
them.
Too subtle.
See, she can't find it.
Here we go. No. Here we go. I found it, I said.
I found the one compliment.
I said, I always have to punch high when we're doing a mental show, as you are so good at them. Oh, you always have clever ideas. You didn't acknowledge it. You just said, I found the show. It was on my other drive. I really thought that through. I thought, I want to be specific. I want to be authentic. I want to link the two together.
Yeah.
There you go.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
Sorry, it got lost in translation. Maybe you should have said it to me face to face, and then I would have thought, what's wrong with her?
I think I was in a labour ward, think I had the opportunity.
Okay, so was that it? Was that my end of compliments?
That was it.
Do you remember mine that I gave to you?
Yes, I said, you said, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I did.
I noticed it.
But I compliment you anyway.
You do. And I think it's just your style. It's just your way. It's like your kind of, it's your way of being. I think it's a bit like, you know, when you get one out of me, like something really special must have happened. You know what I mean? Like you must have done something really good, or you must be looking like extra fabulous.
Like when I cut my hair, I was like, oh, she really likes my hair.
I really did like
Yeah,
it
no, I know you did. I know. Yeah. I know you did. Because you said so. Because yeah. You wouldn't have said so otherwise.
I would.
What would have happened if I'd have cut my hair and it was obvious, because it was an obvious haircut and you didn't like it, and would you just not have said anything? You wouldn't have paid it lip service and gone, I like it, when you don't.
Definitely not. No.
So what would you have done?
I just wouldn't have commented. Or I would have waited for you to say, I'm really happy with my haircut. And I would have said, great.
No, but what if I'd have said, do you like my hair?
I probably would have just lied. If you liked it. If you didn't like it, and I also
didn't
like it.
No, but I wasn't sure about it either, was I? So if I'd have said to you, do you like my hair?
No, you were sure about it, but everyone in your house was giving you jip about it because they didn't like it.
And I wasn't sure about it.
Oh, I thought it looked great. So I told you.
Luckily. Anyway, should we get on with our week?
Shall we?
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So I started quite easy. I started with Josh. He's always like my little test pilot for this shit. So we're driving home from school and he said, oh, mummy, this year three, he got winded by a ball in the playground and he couldn't breathe. So I went over to him and I told him, just take 3 deep breaths. And I said, who taught you that? And he said, oh, when I'm playing with Max and Zach and I get winded, that's what they've taught me. So I helped him. And then he felt much better. And he got up and he said, thank you. And, you know, children love to tell you boring stories on the way home from school. Half the time I'm listening and half the time I'm not. I thought, oh, I'll take this one. So I said, Josh, that was such a kind thing to do. How clever of you to remember how clever. To help someone.
has this appeared a lot, the word clever,
no?
in your week? No, you've given it to Josh, you've given it to me.
Oh, no, I just said, how clever of you to remember exactly what to do. And that was such a kind thing. And you know, when that little boy comes into school tomorrow morning, he'll be feeling so great about himself because he knows that it's a safe place where people are there to help him and be kind to him. I said, that was really lovely of you. You are a kind and thoughtful person.
Nice.
And he was like,
you followed every step there.
He really, there was a big smile.
Was there?
He was really happy.
Oh.
And also, I think the fact that he did it, that's good. And also, I acknowledged it. Hopefully, we'll make sure that if that happens again, he will be kind again.
Nice.
So that was good.
Building on something very positive.
Building.
Love
it. Yes. Then I had a lot of work meetings one day and I thought, okay, I'm going to get dressed properly and I'm going to wear a dress because, you know, I'm actually going out and seeing people today. Well, the client I first saw, oh my gosh, I love your dress. And I just said, thank you. Sucked it up.
How was it? Just say thank you.
A little uncomfortable, but okay. Went home. Max said to me, mother, you look like a goddess.
Blimey.
I was like, what? You look like a goddess in your dress. So that was that. And then Ollie said to me, oh, lovely dress. Is it new? And I said,
What dress was it?
And I said, no, dude, I bought it with you in the South of France. In the fucking
Hold on. You're falling now.
I did fall. I fell.
Ollie, you fell at Ollie.
I fell at the last hurdle. I couldn't cope with all the dress compliments. It was too much. My head was going to explode.
What dress?
Oh my God. See, now I'm going to do it to you.
No, don't. I'm not letting you.
It was a beautiful silky dress. Okay, I'm leaving it there.
The goddess in the dress.
I'm leaving it there, all right? Right, that was that.
Okay.
Then Ollie got his hair cut. New hairdressers.
Yes.
And he came home and I noticed it.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, come on, dig deep. And I said, oh, have you had a haircut? He said, yes. Guess where I went? I went to a new hairdresser. So we had a whole discussion and I said, he did a great job. Your hair looks really great. In fact, it looks even better than when you do it at the other place. And I think he liked it, but also I think he was a little bamboozled by having received a compliment.
Because you never compliment
Never.
Him. Also, I do feel as if you're complimenting the hairdresser rather than Ollie.
Well, he didn't you could do have done, that. I said, it looks great.
No, but you could say, you look really handsome with your new haircut.
He would have been like, what do you want? Cash? Right. Sex? Like, what are you after? Sex?
You didn't even finish that sentence.
Yeah. It would have been weird. Well, it wouldn't have felt natural.
None of it. There are points that I've learned this week that it doesn't actually feel natural, but it is necessary and lovely to go that extra step.
Maybe I'll try that tonight. I'll be like, you know, that new haircut on you, it's making you extra attractive. He will freak out.
Will he?
He'll say, have you had gin?
You'll have to have sex.
Oh, gosh.
Then I won't bother.
Okay, then I have two more little examples for you. One, I did spend 32 hours in a central London hospital this weekend.
You have mentioned it.
Supporting a lady in labour. And when I see a good job done, I like to acknowledge the good job done. And I think especially at the moment, morale is so fucking low in the NHS, and especially with midwives. They are dropping like flies. They are exhausted. They are having a terrible time. And so I saw a good job done and I acknowledged it.
Yes.
We went through many, many shifts of many, many midwives. But there was one in particular who was great. And when she finished her shift, I looked across the room at her in the eyes and I said, I just want you to know, I think that you are a great midwife. You are extremely dynamic. And she smiled and she said, thank you. I'm going to take that and put it in my pocket.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I thought, great, that's great.
I love that she put it in her pocket.
Yeah, I do too. And she was dynamic and she was great. And she was one of those really involved, not, you know, involved midwives. Anyway, then at the very end of the shift, when I was finally leaving, I said to the two midwives who were the last two who I was with, thank you so much for everything that you did. You were incredible. The way you handled that situation at the end was so impressive.
Now, would you have said that otherwise if it wasn't compliment week?
I do make a point of always saying thank you to midwives when a good job is done, because I think they deserve to hear it, and I think they don't hear it a lot.
Yes.
And I think it's important.
Yes.
So I was very specific because the end was tricky and hard and quite traumatic, and they did an amazing job and I wanted to tell them
Acknowledge that.
And so I did. And I said, actually, you know, you were both absolutely great. And one of them turned around and she went, no, you were amazing.
Oh.
And I said, thank you. and I left. And I thought, you know what? It was actually quite fucking amazing this weekend. So I was happy to take that compliment.
Good for
you. Because I did a good job.
Well done.
And I'm proud.
All round.
Yes.
Did a good job.
Yes.
In your doula work, and you did a good job.
In my compliments week.
Yeah.
Thank you for that compliment, Nicole. And then I've got one voice note for you because I just wanted to, like, you know, really go there. You know, yeah. I like to do the work.
Yeah.
Here's the voice note. I've been trying all week to find an appropriate situation to compliment a stranger, and it's just felt so awks. But I just did it on the tube. There were a couple of gay guys and their border terrier all dressed up, ready to go out on a Saturday night. And there am I in my scrubs off to hospital at 8 o'clock. And one of the guys was wearing sequined loafers, these silver sequined loafers. And we were sitting in the same carriage and I just looked over at him and said, oh my God, your shoes are so fabulous. I love them. And he said, oh, thank you so much. And I said, have a great night. Enjoy your party. And it was just a cute moment.
Gorgeous.
Well, that's my week in full. So tell me all about your week of compliments.
Well, let's start with a voice note.
Okay.
Today, as instructed of our week's practice, and one thing is definitely coming up on day one, which is women do not know how to take a compliment. Not all women, this is not across the board, but I would say generally women are not very good at receiving a compliment. And I think it's easier to give one than receive one. I just turned around to someone and said, oh, you look really well. And, I thought, no, I'm not allowing her to not take the compliment. I said, no, you look really, really well. She said, I really, really don't. And I thought, okay. I said, but you've been on holiday. Yes. Did you have a nice holiday? Yes. I said, well, it shows. And she eventually said, thank you. So I think that this week is about how the other person is responding in terms of how I feel about the compliment itself, because only when someone smiles and says thank you does that sort of add to your self-care.
You had to work really hard to bed that compliment in.
I was not walking away from that.
Until she accepted it. Okay.
But that happened quite a lot.
Yes.
So I went up to someone in the gym and she did. She looked amazing. Her body is just looking lean and she's lost a bit of weight and she's performing really well in the gym and she just looked gorgeous. Mm. And I could see she'd had a really great session. So I went up to her and I said, you just look amazing at the moment. You're really glowing. Mm. And she was like, ugh, no, I'm not. You are. She just completely batted it back to me.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm telling you, you look fantastic. You're performing really well, and I hope that you feel good. She was not.
She wouldn't have it.
She was not having it, but I really insisted. Mm. And I, again, bedded it in and bedded it in until she eventually said, I basically like, break these women down.
Yeah. So she says, you'll take my compliment and you'll like it.
Until she said, thank you.
Good.
There was another woman in the gym. She's having a really hard time at the moment with her mental health. She's very open about it on her social media. So I was just that bit kinder. Just giving her a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. What can I do? What do you need? I'm sorry you're having such a hard time. Not necessarily a compliment. And then after she texts me to say, thank you for being so lovely, which I guess is a compliment back to me.
Yes.
And then I just literally said to her, you are so special and you are so much better than all the things that you are struggling with. And I just gave her all the ways in which I see and how special she is. And I don't really know her that well.
Yeah.
But it was very, I hope it was very appreciated. I think it was very appreciated.
Did she acknowledge it?
She really did.
Okay.
She really did.
Great.
Yeah. So that was nice.
Very nice.
I then was doing someone's hair and makeup at the weekend. I don't do makeup very often. I used to do it all the time. Anyway, we've got a mutual friend in common and she has been a wonderful, wonderful friend to this friend of ours.
Yeah.
And I said to her, and this friend has been going through a rough patch, and she's kind of coming out the other side. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, I just want you to know, you've been a wonderful, wonderful friend to her. Mm-hmm. Much more so than I have. You have been there for her every single step of the way. And I really admire you for it. And thank you, because it's meant I've always known that she's got you in her corner. And that means a lot.
Nice.
She cried.
Oh.
She cried. I mean, not like sobbing, but she got very emotional at what I said. And actually, when this girl was getting emotional, yes, it felt lovely that I gave that to her, but she deserved it and it was true. But also, like, how neglected are we? How much do we as a culture, neglect each other, that when you say something nice to someone, they get so emotional that they cry.
But maybe she had been putting all that work in for such a long time and nobody had actually acknowledged that. And I'm sure she didn't do it for anyone to notice it. She just did it because she wanted to and she felt kind. But how nice for her to receive something back for that. Someone to see her.
The next day, she phoned me to say, I just want you to know that I went out last night and I felt like $1 million.
Oh.
And the makeup that you did on me just made me feel like an absolute supermodel. Thank you.
Oh.
And you know what I said?
What?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nice.
So it is a two-way street.
Yes.
You do have to receive it, because the women that didn't receive it, I felt sad. Mm. Like, I want you to know that this is what I think.
Mm.
And just have it.
Mm.
You know?
Here's my gift.
Here's my gift. Take it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tried not to focus on the aesthetics.
Yes.
I really tried not to do that. But when you're with a stranger,
yeah,
it's hard to go up and go, you look like a really lovely person.
No, exactly. With a stranger, it's impossible.
It's really fucking weird. We went out for dinner on Saturday night, and we had a little date night.
Yes.
And a woman sat down and she had this gorgeous summer dress on and a denim jacket and boots and her hair was... She just looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
She sat down and I said, I love your dress. You look fabulous.
What did she say?
She was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. She was really chuffed.
Yeah.
It was really lovely.
That's nice.
And then we had a lovely waiter.
Yes.
And Adam was just like, every time someone walked past, he was like, oh God, like, what are you
going to do now?
He was just lovely, the waiter. And when he gave us the bill, I said, I just want you to know that this meal has been so lovely and so easy. And you are really, really good at what you do. And thank you for making this a really lovely experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got into this whole chat and he's leaving and he's going into the event world and my husband's in the event world. And anyway, it was like we had such a lovely moment with this stranger.
Fabulous.
Just from giving a little compliment.
And how did you get on with your husband? Any compliments there this week?
So Adam believes that he is the most handsome man on the planet.
I mean, he is handsome, but also I love that he feels that. I mean, good for him.
He is a good looking guy, but he does tell me every 5 seconds how good looking he is.
So it's like a bit of self confidence.
So it kind of irks me,
right,
to compliment him
because he compliments himself enough.
He came down one day and he did look really lovely, and I said, "Oh, you look nice." He goes, "Yeah, I know." Always.
Come on.
Where had we been? We'd been somewhere and we were in two cars.
Yeah.
And we were both driving home and obviously we met at the traffic light side by side.
Yeah.
And I rolled down my window and I thought, this is the opportunity. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And he rolled down his window and I said, you look so hot right now. And he goes, I know.
Oh my God. That makes you 10 degrees less handsome.
But aren't we encouraging people to accept the compliments?
I know, but have a little grace.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The complimenting the stranger.
Yes.
I struggled.
Yeah.
It takes a big bout of bravery.
Yeah, it does.
To do that.
But you did it with the lady in the dress in the
restaurant. I did, but she was sat next to me in the table. We kind of...
It still counts.
Yes, it does, but we locked eyes and, you know... Didn't feel creepy.
No, but it definitely counts as complimenting a stranger. You tick that box.
I did, but I was on the train on a Friday night and there were a couple of people that I could have said, oh, I like your shoes. Yeah. And there was a guy opposite me and he had like the most amazing muscly arms I've ever seen in my life.
What?
And I really wanted to say.
No, then he would have just asked you out. Where would you have gone with that?
He wouldn't have asked me out. He was like 30. No, but I thought it's compliment week.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say,
yeah,
you've got great arms.
That is a total come on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I didn't.
I'm not surprised you didn't.
I didn't.
Unless you did want to date with him.
I don't.
Okay.
I've got my hands full enough.
Clearly.
But I thought there is a time and a place for compliments. Mm, it isn't just a free-for-all. And yes, it's a lovely, wonderful thing to put out into the world. Mm. But if I'd have gone up to him and said, oh, excuse me, your arms look fantastic, he would have thought I was coming...
So are your tits.
Yeah. He would have thought I was coming on to him.
Of course he would.
And plus going up to people randomly and just saying, by the way, I love your jacket or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's going to be creepy.
Yes.
It's creepy.
Yeah. It can be.
So you can't just do it willy-nilly.
No, you can't. Shall we summarise?
Let's.
I learnt I need to work a little harder on accepting compliments graciously.
Nice.
And I will. I also learnt that the more specific and the more heartfelt and authentic it is, the more it means to the other person. I think we've both learned that this week, you with your friend and me with the midwives. I think people really appreciate an acknowledgement and a compliment when it touches them, when it is true, when it is meaningful.
Has to be. It has to be sincere.
It has to be. And on a very sort of shallow level, I think to just notice another person in a positive way and tell them is a little gift. It's a little trinket. And to have a whole day where four separate people told me how much they liked my dress, that's nice. You feel nice about yourself. Look, it's not the biggest deal, but it's a positive.
But it's a little bit of goodness in the world.
And when you feel a little bit good, you pay it forward, as we said in the intro.
Exactly.
And I bet your friend who went out to that party that night had an extra nice night because she felt so good about herself. And I bet she was able to then make other people feel good about themselves. So this stuff...
It's a ripple effect.
Yes. And this stuff, it seems a little trivial, but it's not.
No,
That's what I've learned.
It's hugely powerful.
What did you learn?
Well, it costs nothing.
Yes.
Sometimes it does take a big step forward of bravery.
Yes.
To pay someone a compliment.
Yes.
It's not always the easiest thing to do because you have to step outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I really was quite surprised at that. So it's very easy for me to say, I love your dress, I love your hair, I love your nails.
Mm.
But getting beyond the aesthetic is where the real meaning lies.
Yeah.
And I think where the real juice of this lies.
I agree.
And it feels good to make someone else feel good.
Yeah.
And that is self-care.
Yeah.
In my book.
Agreed.
It's good for you, it's good for the other person, and it's good for the greater good.
Agreed.
Loved it. Will you be recommending it?
I will be recommending it. And also do always try and compliment pregnant women because sometimes they do feel shit about themselves.
But
and they put themselves
I always get a bit stressed about complimenting pregnant women.
Well, just don't ever talk about the size of the bump or them.
Yes.
Something just like, you look so well.
Yes.
Or pregnancy really suits you.
I remember someone came up to me when I was pregnant and said, oh, you're perfectly blossoming.
Lovely.
And I loved that.
That's lovely.
Look, I remember it 10 years later.
There you go.
Yeah. So the big question, is it coming in the club?
It has to come in the club.
I mean, it was like in the club before we even recorded this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed Compliment Week. We're going to be back on Friday for our epilogue show with a few exciting games that Lauren is going to hate, but it's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Oh my God, Nicole.
We're going to put this into play even more. If you like what we do, please go write us a review. Remember, we do review of the week and we read them out on our Friday show. Or come give us a follow at Instagram @selfcareclubpod. We'll be back on Friday.
Bye-bye.